Thank you very much, Barry. You know, these teachers in British Columbia are inspiring teachers everywhere and workers everywhere. And they've got support from teachers across this country. You may have heard the ads that have been running on the radio sponsored by the Canadian Teachers Federation. Our next speaker is the president of the Canadian Teachers Federation. He advocates for teachers' rights nationally and is here today to tell us that teachers in every province in Canada are standing with us today. Thank you, Winston.
Hello, everyone. Colleagues, I stand united with you as one of you, as a teacher. And like you, I've walked the picket lines in my home province of Newfoundland and Labrador, where the government of the day did not respect our collective bargaining rights. Today, as president of the Canadian Teachers Federation, I bring you a message of solidarity on behalf of 210,000 teachers from sea to sea to sea. Your colleagues across the country are solidly behind you in the stand that you have taken for the right for a free and open collective bargaining process. We will not stand idly by and allow you, one of our member organizations, to be attacked by a wrong-headed government. We are in this fight together and will remain one in solidarity. Today we are sending a loud and clear message that we will not tolerate what is happening in your province. This is wrong for students, this is wrong for education, and it is wrong for teachers. The stand that this government has taken is unjust, it's undemocratic, it's unreasonable, and unfair. Shame on them! Shame on them! Shame on them! This is the same government who was responsible for giving Canada a black eye in front of the International Labour Organization following the back-to-work legislation in 2002. When they arrogantly removed certain articles unilaterally and imposed a new contract. Shame on them! The International Labour Organization has expressed grave concerns over the way in which this government contravenes international labour standards and conventions by choosing to ignore the right to collective bargaining. Shame! The issues the teachers of this province are facing are the same concerns being shared by your colleagues throughout Canada. Working and learning conditions, overcrowded classrooms, cuts in funding for special needs services, the loss of specialist positions and the need for an increase in salary. It took the teachers in New Brunswick 21 months to secure additional funding for special needs children. In Quebec, similar concerns continue to be addressed at the table after 22 months of bargaining. In Ontario, the government has addressed the issue of class size by placing a cap on all K-3 classes, resulting in an additional 1,200 new teachers being hired this year. In all provinces, governments were willing to negotiate, while in British Columbia, your government has chosen to legislate. Shame! The Canadian Teachers Federation believes in building bridges to a better future and in allowing students every opportunity to learn and to grow to their fullest potential. building bridges to improve classroom conditions, building bridges to meet the needs of children requiring special needs, building bridges to a fair and equitable treatment of workers. This is not what the Gordon Campbell government has set out to do. Its mission was to burn bridges. This British Columbia government has deliberately burned bridges with students, parents, and teachers. Shame! This type of foreign militant mentality goes totally against the hard-fought rights that we have won for teachers in this country. The 17 member organizations that make up the Canadian Teachers Federation salute you and will stand shoulder to shoulder with you as you continue your fight to rebuild the bridges that will ensure that this generation of students will lead the way to a lifetime of opportunity, a generation that will seek to embrace all citizens, regardless of their socioeconomic background, culture, sexual orientation, or gender. We stand together with you in solidarity and determination. We stand with you because we believe in dignity, respect, and a collective bargaining process which includes us, not one where government imposes their wrong-headed solutions. We stand with you because students matter and we care. We stand because you are a member of the Canadian Teachers Federation. This is a great day to be a teacher and a great day to be a member of the teaching profession. This is a great day for students and parents. Today, the teachers of the BCTF have spoken in solidarity with a voice that can be heard in every province and territory, saying, "We will not be bullied into submission, Premier Campbell. Put aside your political agenda and return to the bargaining table." The students of British Columbia deserve nothing less. Thank you very much.